corporations. And the problem is a lot of CEOs have said, really candidly, I'm looking at a list of CEOs who said, we don't plan to reinvest. What they're planning to do is to do stock buybacks, to line the pockets of shareholders. Let me quote Michael Bloomberg, a billionaire, hardly an enemy of business. He said, CEOs aren't waiting on a tax cut to jumpstart the economy, a favorite phrase of politicians who have never run a company or to hand out raises. It's pure fantasy to think that the tax bill will lead to significantly higher wages and growth. I'll ask you plainly, are you living in a fantasy world?
I would compare that anecdote to just the surveys of businesses like the National Association of Manufacturers surveys, which show the vast majority of businesses are going to do just what we say, reinvest in their workers, reinvest in their factories, pay people more money, higher wages.
Let me pin you down on that.
The data is really clear, by the way. Workers benefit from this through higher wages. It's not a question of if, it's a question of how much they benefit.